Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today's great quote in franchising comes from Giuseppe Gramantico, and Giuseppe is a franchise veteran who simplifies the process of franchising and excels at guiding his candidates to the model that best suits them. His greatest joy is helping people realize the American dream and sharing the freedom that comes from franchising. In today's podcast, Giuseppe discusses how franchising is an unfair advantage compared to the non-franchise business models.
You know, you're paying, you know, other startups are going to be much less, but then you factor in the cost and time to figure out the brand and the system, and that may take 2 or 3 years of lost revenue because you're figuring it out. We call franchising as the unfair advantage because you are literally set up day one.
Right.
Some businesses,
yeah.
you literally, as you're in training, you know, the franchisor has a call center bringing you in customers. I mean, it's built
great.
On autopilot. So,
yeah,
some great. I would say it's, you know, you find something that fits you and you only. Don't look at the hot franchises.
Right.
Kind of like when I was in the investment world. What are the hot stocks? What's the hot fund? I said, who cares? What's your risk level, right?
Right.
If you
right.
can't handle risk, then you may not want a large cap
exactly.
growth. Maybe you want a bond fund. So. I say that jokingly, but yeah, you know, there's definitely something. There's a franchise in every industry, every investment level. Franchising is actually, I almost say it's not an industry. It's just it's simply a proven business model.
Right.
Yeah. In every industry.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's been interesting for me, Giuseppe, because I've noticed like some strange industries. I don't want to call them strange industries, but you know, I've seen like I've had like. Dental franchises on the show, you know, or chiropractic franchises on the show. And I like, if you asked me that, like maybe 15 years ago, I would have said, no way. You know what I mean? I was like, how do you have a dental franchise or, you know, a chiropractic franchise or something like that, you know, but it just seems like more industries continue to franchise, you know, is I guess they're sold, you know, on the concept. I mean, it's a great way of distribution or going into new markets, you know, and it's sometimes surprising. I haven't been to a franchise show in years now. I guess it's been several years since I've been to one. I know you've probably been to some over the years too, you know, but it's always interesting to see some crazy industries, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's literally in every industry. You know, you say, okay, this may be a great industry, but does the franchisor have everything in order to support their franchisees? But going back to the dental, yeah, I mean, their franchise companies are looking and saying, how can we truly support our franchisees? So a lot of franchisors, not everyone, but a lot of them are bringing in-house call centers. So now.
Right.
Each location doesn't even have to pick up the phone, and maybe not necessarily in dental, but in brick and mortar style businesses that we work with, the person at the front desk, you know, may not even be needed. You have a call center 24/7 so that the call isn't missed, because what happens? Someone calls you, you don't pick up the phone. They may go to the next listing in Google. So 24/7 call center, they're able to upsell you, book appointments, take payment for you. And then on the other side, they have an in-house turnkey marketing system. And these systems, the call center and the marketing system, almost works for, you know, any franchise. It really doesn't make a difference where they can. And the beauty of franchising in 90 to 95% of the cases is that you don't need any experience. So, you know, the dental may be the example, and I'm not as familiar. You may need some experience there. But mosquito spraying, home services – you know, the small business coaching and you know, reducing of expenses, no experience is needed. You need to have certain traits. You need to be outgoing to work with businesses.
Right.
But, you know, and all the other ones, they train you from A to Z. They want franchisees that are open to following a system that can easily be trained. And once again, saying it again, following that system. If you follow the system, chances are you're going to be successful. But going back to the dental, you know, once you get to a company at scale, you know, they could purchase inventory and supplies and equipment at a much discounted rate, because now maybe they have 100 locations and they're buying the same equipment for all 100 and maybe getting a 30% discount. So there's some major, and just the network itself, it's like, My family lives in New Jersey, but I also have family in Arizona, and they're
Right.
referring, back and forth because you have locations in all 50 states. So, yeah, definitely
Yeah.
some big trends, and I really like what we're seeing.
Yeah, same here. We had the number one franchise too. It was one of the tax franchises. This was going back many years, Giuseppe. And my question to him was, what I wanted to know the most was, I said, well, how did you become the number one franchisee out of like 2,500 franchisees? And his answer was so simple. He said, I just did whatever they told me to do. And that's how I became the number one franchise. You know, so and it seems so simple, doesn't it? You know, I like how you, it's something I never even heard, in, 14 years of doing the show, is that franchising is an unfair advantage. That's very clever, if you think about that. It's true, isn't it? You know, it is an
It's
unfair advantage.
absolutely.
That's very clever,
It's an
right?
unfair advantage. You start
Yeah.
right away. To your point, I mean, how simple what your statement. I or his statement, we
Yeah.
follow the system. There are so many people, and this is the first thing I talk about. If you are not looking to follow the system, don't
Right.
bother. And people are
Don't
shocked.
bother.
Well,
Right.
what do you mean? Don't bother.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy a McDonald's franchise with the intention to expand their menu, you're out of your mind. I tell people, you are
Right.
not going to change it. You can
Exactly.
add creative ways of marketing and using the
Right.
assets. Absolutely, you're not.
Right.
It's not like you can't do anything, but if you're going to change the McDonald's menu,
Right. It's
and
not
I
going to
use that,
happen.
I jokingly say that it's not a good fit.
Yeah.
And another thing I say is, going back to the unfair advantage, to anyone listening in that is an employee and they feel like their job is safe, their job is not safe, right? An
Right.
employee
Yep.
does not have any control necessarily of their future. Business
Yeah.
ownership, obviously, there's risks. But they're controlled risk, and you're in control of that business to an extent. You're able to
Right.
pivot and able to change. So I tell every employee out there that's thought about business ownership, I encourage them to contact me. But we
Right.
show you how to build basically a safety net for your job. So what's a safety net? A safety
Yeah.
net is you buy life insurance, you buy health and auto insurance. What do you do for your
Right.
job? Most of us don't do anything. So I
Right.
always say, the
Yeah.
safety net is obviously there's no insurance per se, but if you start a side business, a business that maybe is part-time and you do get furloughed, you do end up losing your job, you can easily transition into a side business. Maybe it's a home
Right.
service like a mosquito spraying business.
If you'd like to hear that whole show with Giuseppe Gramatico, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our franchise interviews listed alphabetically page, or you can go to our franchise interviews listed by category page and go to our franchise experts page, and you can listen to the whole interview there. And finally, we'd like to thank everyone for making this podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising, such a hit, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising by Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.